Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, James.
All right, Sol.
I think this will be a good episode for you.
Why is that?
Because you're always talking about eating fake food.
What are you on about?
Well, remember episode 36? And on that episode, we were talking about food throughout the ages. You mentioned food is getting faker. At one point, you mentioned that a person will be able to print out a burger.
I remember. But that was referring to the future. Possibly the very near future. But if anyone's missed it, make sure you check it out after listening to this original episode.
Anyway, let's talk about organic versus non-organic. See you peeps in a sec. Welcome back.
So, organic versus non-organic.
Yes, that's correct. So, Dims, do you know the difference between the two?
Not really. Kind of. My understanding is that the animals get fed healthier foods or real foods. They get treated better. Thus, it comes out in the taste. Is that right?
Well, actually, a non-organic food, to be precise, is also known as conventional food. It is generally grown using pesticides and artificial fertilizers. An organic food has more of the antioxidant compounds and lower levels of toxic metals and pesticides. So, in other words, this is fresher than non-organic. Well, that's the simpler terms.
Well, I'm not sure if I mentioned this on an episode. I've just mentioned it to yourself personally, but I have switched to organic eggs.
Okay.
I know they're a bit more pricier, but they taste way better. And this happened a few months back. So caged hens, I was off that ages ago after seeing a documentary that I was... just made me sick, to be honest, to my stomach. Yeah. Just seeing how the poor chicks were being treated. Yeah. So I kind of boycotted caged hens. Same with my family. I told them all, listen, can't be sporting this. I know it's cheap, but you know what? It's not right. We made the switch to free range and consuming that was all right. But like I said, a few months back, I made the upgrade to organic eggs and like the taste is just, I can't explain it. Like, the taste from caged hens to free range was a slight difference, but the one from like free range to organics was a world of difference. It's weird because you actually feel better, faster, stronger, healthier. I can't explain it. You feel better within yourself after consuming that. It looks, smells, tastes better. So that's my only sort of interaction with the organic world thus far. But it's been a positive example for myself.
So other than family and yourself, do you know any of your friends that have tried it, or you're in your inner circle that you know of?
No, I think a couple of mates use organic milk. But like, I don't know anyone who's like fully organic. No, just little bits here and there.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, my first, should we say, trial or a test of it was from Jill. I don't know if you know her. It's from one of our previous jobs.
Rings a bell.
I don't want to use his real name, but do you know Shaky from our previous job?
You haven't said his full name. We're talking about Paulie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it was his mother-in-law. Jill was his mother-in-law. Now,
right.
She had some chickens in her either house or backyard or garden, whatever. And she goes, oh, I have some eggs. So he goes, do you want to try them out? Because back then, I literally was just eating caged eggs because organic was way expensive. It's not as cheap compared to caged or
It's still quite free expensive, range. To be fair.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. But compared to like 15 to 20 years ago, it was expensive. You know, it wasn't quite widely available as well. That's the other thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, and I agree with you, there's a huge difference from caged eggs and those eggs I had. So that's my experience when I first tried it. And then I thought, right, okay, I'm going to see if I can try others. So I've tried a few organic, but to me personally, I think it's still out of my price range. If there's an offer on, yeah, I'll go out and buy it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big egg eater. I consume it almost daily. So, yeah, it can get expensive. So I would never go back to cage hens, put it that way. But
no, definitely, I agree with you. I
won't be free range. There might be a big difference between caged eggs and free range and organic. But organic's like a big difference between free range and organic. Like, you can just taste the difference even between them two. So, yeah. Okay. So have you tried any other organic products?
I wouldn't say milk, can't drink milk, so I tend to have alternative milk, like oats.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've had organic milk. Have you tried that?
Personally, I haven't. People have, and they do sort of vouch for it, but I personally haven't yet.
Okay, so you still pasteurize milk.
Yeah.
So that sort of covers our query regarding it, because I've got a couple of questions on this anyway. What are the biggest difference between organic and non-organic food? So it looks like we've covered that anyway.
Yeah, so it's the taste and the bloody price. Yeah.
But why is it dearer than non-organic?
I suppose it's dearer because they've got to feed them more expensive food. Like, it costs them more money, so that cost is then passed on to the consumer.
I see your point, yeah. So
short of buying your own, like, chicks, it's going to stay that way. I don't see that changing, to be honest.
You know, there's always encouragement that's saying, people's like, they should have organic, they shouldn't have non-organic food. Organic food is the way forward. It's always pushed forward. Probably I'm sure that comes reasons, across.
Isn't it? Probably health reasons. It's like you said, isn't it? Like, or I've said before, fake foods and whatever, and to put pesticides.
But
and
it's
stuff
not going to be printed out, isn't it?
That's probably going to be fake. Yeah, but that's the way. That's the thing. So there's one push. It's like a tug of war game going on. So there's a push going on from one side saying organic, healthier, blah blah. But the fake food industry is just getting faker and cheaper, and it's just mass produced and it's just everywhere, so it's easier, it's convenient, you get these 2-minute microwave meals.
Do you think it's an agenda?
You're going back to the conspiracy theories here, Sol.
You know, there's always stuff on social media.
I mean, if you go big into it, yeah, you know, it could be a bigger agenda, but in the grand scheme of things, I think it's more about profits. You know, if you want to narrow it down and do a deep dive, you may find somewhere at the top there's someone controlling the strings and saying, yo, let's keep the public hooked on this, on meds, keep him unfit, unhealthy, and you know, it's easier to control someone like that. So maybe there's an element of that, but just looking at it generically, I reckon it's just profits. It's just cheaper, you know, brick packed, you know, we can make loads of these. It's like the chickens in the cage hens. It's like mass production. They're cage cheaper, hens, yeah. They feed them crap. Yeah, they don't have to cater for them as much. So that's why they can afford to sell it cheap, because it's not costing the farmer as much. When it's organic, it's costing them more, so they need to pass that cost on to us. So I think, and big corporations, they're not what's best for the consumer. There might be an element of that, but they're more about profit. So what makes sense? So they'll just mass produce or whatever. So, okay, it's fake sugar. It's fake bread. I've heard certain places where you eat bread, it's not actually bread that you're eating. The bun is actually made out of starch, sugar, and it's just got a,
yeah, I've come across,
you know, like
well,
a complexion,
yeah,
right, and a consistent, yeah, they make it look like bread, but it isn't.
But then there's other alternatives as bread as well. I don't know, do you actually have, I know they tend to go for like 50-50 or so on, or, but I tend to go for the oat ones now. They have like this OT bread. That's the one I like. I know we're going off topic, but okay, that's the one I prefer eating now.
No, it's not my health.
They don't tend to
have... I'm not organic, but I don't know. Is that organic?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I try to avoid food that has soy on it. If you have soy on the food, it keeps the food longer. But if you don't have soy in the food, the dates are shorter. I've noticed that on certain products. So, for example,
okay,
when you have a bread, you always notice that the bread's always a week or 5 days long or whatever it is. But if you have like no soy in the product, it's like a couple of days, 2-3 days.
I wasn't aware of that, to be honest.
Any product that has soya, it has a longer date. That's what I've come across. So I try to avoid that. And obviously there's a joke ongoing regarding soya boys and stuff like that.
That's for another
avoid
episode.
That anyway.
Yeah, soya boys. Yeah, that's another episode. So.
What is that? Some soy caramel double sugared up.
It literally is. It's soy milk.
Bruv, where's the e-slap?
But yeah, I think, yeah, health-wise, yeah, brown bread's supposed to be better for you, I think. White bread has sugars and stuff. That's what tastes a little
starch
bit sweeter,
or something, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm unfortunately prefer white bread. I'm finding it hard to make that change from white bread to brown. I've gone 50-50. Can't seem to go all the way. Can't cross that bridge and get to the brown bread for some reason. I'm not sure.
Try the oat bread if you can come across, or farmhouse.
Has it got bits in it? I don't like bits in my bread, you know. If it's got like little bits.
Yeah, I think you'll have it because it's oats in it.
Yeah, I can't do the bits. I don't know. I can't have bits in my bread. I just, it's not, don't work for me that. It's got to be plain.
I know we went off topic as we always do, but in the UK, when you label organic, it has to be 95%. Anything less, it won't be organic. Did you know that?
No, I actually wasn't aware of that.
Okay. Other terms that you can use for food to be organic is bio, eco, organically grown, organically produced, grown or produced using organic principles, grown or produced using organic methods. These are just some terms that you can use if it's above 95%. If it's less, you have to put in a claim to make sure that it is organic. If it's not organic, especially, you know, in the UK here, you're breaking the law. Obviously, this information I found on the .gov website.
So you can't put organic, you can't put eco, you can't put any of that stuff on the packaging unless it's 95%.
Correct, yes.
Otherwise,
exactly.
It's illegal to do so.
Yeah, exactly. So you're breaking the law. If they find out you've used any of those terms and even put the word, quotes, organic, end quotes, you could be breaking the law. That's here in the UK.
Good.
I'm not sure about worldwide. You know, I'm not sure about the US.
That's very good to know. But that's a quite a high percentage, you know. It's not like 50% or 70%, 95%.
Mm-hmm.
It's very high. It's almost 100%. So yeah, that's good to know. You know how you're always saying from the US and whatnot? I've had a quick look on the US and it's quite similar to the UK. It's 95%. Okay. It's got to be pure, so they can't use more than 5% of artificial colours or flavourings. It's got a anything more than 5%, you can't put an organic label on it. And also, you can't use GMOs.
Okay. Hiya!
So genetically modified fertilisers, all that sort of fake stuff. So you can't, you can't have any of that in there. So
okay,
it seems like it's similar across the pond as well. I'm sure if that's the case here, maybe the same case for the rest of Europe as well, I'm assuming. Well, it's going to be thereabouts, isn't it?
How do we change people's mindset from eating non-organic to organic food?
I don't think it's a mindset issue, to be honest with you. I think when you see the health benefits, most people want organic food. I think it's more of a price issue, a budget issue. A lot of people can't afford it. Like you said yourself, it's expensive.
Yes.
I think this is where governments need to come in if they really care about health of the people and whatnot. They need to subsidize organic food heavily and promote that. But I don't think without government backing, it will take
change. You're talking about change.
Yeah. So I'm what I'm saying is I don't think people are adopting to it, not because they don't believe in it or think it's a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. I think people are not adopting this lifestyle purely through financial reasons. They just can't afford have that organic life. I don't know anyone who's completely organic, to be honest, who has 100% organic food. I suppose if you're wealthy and you could afford it, you probably would.
Talking about my own experience regarding this, I went to a local supermarket today, and the difference between a normal cucumber and an organic cucumber was 25 pence difference. So it was 75 pence for a normal, should we say, non-organic, and an organic one was a quid.
Yeah.
It all adds up. I understand that. I mean, if it's just one off, you know, if you've got.
But have you got it for the one off? Have you tried an organic cucumber? Like, is it worth the 25p sacrifice?
Wife said no.
Okay. Computer said no.
Computer says no.
I mean, I understand that, you know, if you're buying it every week, then yeah, pennies add up. And especially in this climate that we're in, I don't think people can afford buying it even weekly. Once in a while, it's all right. Not everyone, or should we say most people, can't afford it.
Yeah. So as I said, I don't think it's a mindset issue. Like yourself, all right, you've done this episode, so you've looked into it. But before this, you know, you were aware of organic. To some degree, you know what it's about. You might not know the full ins and outs of it, but you know it's good for you. So like even the cucumber issue, the fact that you're even going to think and look at the organic one, there's something inside you that thought, actually, this is probably better for us. But then when you weigh up the cost, you think, well, stick to what I know sort of thing.
Yes.
And what I can afford, basically.
Yeah, it's within means, isn't it? That's the other thing as well. If one off, and like I said, if it's on a reduced aisle or if it's on the sale item, then yeah, I'm not going to say no. I'll pick it up.
Yeah, that's... like I say, mass adoption for organic lifestyle, mass adoption. So it's talking about a lot of people would only be with government stepping in and subsidizing organic food or corporations taking a hit on the profit. I don't see any of that happening.
No.
So I don't think it would. Hence, I said in that episode, I think we're actually going the other way where you get 3D food. You tell the printer, make me a burger, and it'll make an artificial burger like that. I see that, unfortunately, as more realistic than, you know, it's going back to like proper organic and having real foods.
So, should we avoid all non-organic food and only eat organic food?
Obviously, health-wise, yeah, you should have a full organic diet, but everything should be organic. But if you can't afford it, then you'd pick and choose the bits that you could. And worst case, if you can't, you're not really going to touch that stuff. Because like you said earlier, it's not just a couple of pence. It's not like 1 or 2 pence difference. It's a huge difference. And it adds up daily, weekly, yearly. That's quite a bit.
Okay. It seems like we're not covered much facts on this episode. You're the facts guy. You tend to cover a lot in most episodes. What's your take on this?
So making me do your work again, are you?
No. Because you're always prepared. You're more prepared than I am.
I do like my facts. And here's an interesting fact for you.
Go on.
So a study showed that consumers that ate non-organic foods had a 62% higher chance of developing cancer compared to people who ate organic foods. It's quite high. So, and no wonder it's... expensive. So just checking on here, and it said it costs a farmer 25 to 50% more to produce a organic version of a produce or a food. No wonder that cost has got to be passed on somewhere,
isn't it? So that's why it's always consumed. That's some interesting fact.
That was an interesting fact. And here's another interesting fact for you.
Go on.
Did you know the term organic is not always healthy?
Okay. What intrigued? Do you mean by that? Yeah, I'm definitely intrigued on that.
For example, you can get organic cookies and candies.
Here we go. Talking about sweets always. That's your favorite topic.
Yeah, I've got a sweet tooth. What do you want? you can label them as organic, and they're still unhealthy because they contain high amounts of sugar and fat. But when the label says organic foods, it means they're produced in a sustainable way, and it doesn't include any harmful chemicals. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's healthy for you. It just means it hasn't got the fake crap as much in there. So you can, it may still have a lot of sugar, may still have a lot of fat, but it wouldn't have preservatives and a lot of, you know, like we said, not more than 5% of that fake stuff. So it's still a healthier version to a non-organic cookie.
To a certain degree, should we say.
It's not actually healthy because it's still a cookie at the end of the day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. The bottom line is that organic and non-organic foods have pros and cons. It's important to do your own research and make the best decision for yourself. And on that note, we end this episode. We hope you enjoyed this episode and see you at the table next time. Bye for now.
See you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor super drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.